Well, an exciting announcement for a Marquette company, SendCurrent, to help others get into the grant-o-sphere, if you will. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon to you. Thank you for having me.
Yes, I will first ask you, before we talk about this grant from the USDA, to explain what it is your company does, what's its purpose?
Yeah, absolutely. What SendCurrent is an AI-first technology that reduces the time it takes small governments. So the way we define small governments here at SendCurrent is municipal, county, tribal, and state. So what we do is we reduce the time it takes small governments to find and review relevant funding opportunities for them. So this can be grants, this can be contracts, this can be loan programs with the federal government and any other grants that come through, both federal, state, and philanthropic. So we identify that, we reduce the time it takes to know if it's a fit for you.
So do you actually apply for them, or is this basically a search engine to kind of direct these entities in the right direction?
Great question. So the application feature is something we're pretty aggressively working on at the moment. We wanted to break it up in phases. We're big on the belief that, you know, you should build something really quickly, make it super high quality, get it out the door so people can use it, give you feedback, and then you can continue building the next best version. A lot of companies spend a lot of time overproducing and over-engineering, and they don't take the time to listen to their customers. We really like getting customer feedback. We really like seeing people use the technology and getting all the analytics. And so that and there's a sort of a rule book that we're following, which is build the coolest Mario Kart, not the coolest PS4. So Mario Kart is the thing that people want to play. They don't care about the PS4. They don't care about, you know, whatever technology is supporting the video game. And so for us, what's the cool thing that we can provide? Well, what if we take the time it takes to identify relevant funding from months to minutes? Well, let's do that first. Let's nail that, and then let's continue building the next best thing.
Now, as you're probably aware, dealing with small government entities, tribes, maybe school districts, whatever, there's a lot of skepticism about AI in general. So how do you overcome that skepticism?
Yeah, no. And I totally understand the skepticism too. Skepticism comes with any new technology. And to be honest, it should. You know, there's a lot of the technology is something that takes a little bit of time and practice to understand. At times it's scary. At times it's novel. And so our solution to that is use it. It's here it is. Use it. Schedule time with us. We'll let you use it. We'll help you create an account and we'll walk you through it. And you should be the decider, not us. SendCurrent's built as a product-led growth company, which means if you're familiar with tools like Canva or AWS, Amazon Web Services, these solution providers, they offer a free plan and then a paid plan. And so you can use the free plan as soon as you want. You don't have to talk to any salespeople. You can just jump on and use it. And then if you like it enough, you can jump on the free plan. And so if AI is a little scary to you or you're concerned or you're unsure, jump on and use it. Create a free account. You won't even have to talk to anybody at SendCurrent. And if you like it, you can use it. If you don't, you don't.
Now, you could be anywhere. Why would SendCurrent choose Marquette, Michigan as a base of operation?
Yeah. Well, first, Marquette's beautiful. I mean, I was born and raised in the city of Chicago and eventually grew out into the suburbs with my family. And I attended NMU, got an NMU, attended college up here, and it saw, like, big forests for the first time being a city kid. And so seeing the UP and its beauty and the life you can create here, that's one thing that attracted me. But the other thing that really kept us here for the long term, the CEO of Innovate Marquette, his name's Joe Teal. He's been a mentor, a friend, an advocate, you fill in the blank. He's been that for us. And so I want to stay close to my teacher, as close as I can get, because he's everything I want to be. And so, yeah, that's why we're here. Work-life balance or work-life harmony, I guess, and Joe.
So you see a collaboration then with you mentioned Innovate Marquette, and of course there's also Invest2P, which is heavily involved that kind of work as well up here.
Yeah. Invest2P, Innovate Marquette, LSCP. There's a whole out of the Kaufman Block, our office I'm sitting in it actually right now, the Kaufman Block building, and there's a ton of resources in the area for entrepreneurs, for people who just have ideas. And honestly, I've been around the state of Michigan. I've been around the country. I've been to Washington, D.C. I've been to Chicago. There's a lot of suits over there. Here, there's just people. It's nice to be surrounded by people and not suits.
My last question is, how does this USDA grant then help kind of get you guys rolling?
Yeah. Well, USDA Rural Development, there's a lot of incredible leaders there with really strong foresight in the government and government technology. And so this partnership really enables us to do two critical things. One, have a line of communication with USDA Rural Development to really know what it's like to be a federal agency on the other side of the conversation. What does it look like to push out grant funding? What are hurdles that they're facing? What are hurdles that other federal agencies are facing? And then on the flip side, for us as a startup, it gives us a lot. This media coverage, getting the ability to connect with other rural communities through the USDA Rural Development Network, it gets us the ability to invest a lot of dollars back into our technology, which is where we're going to put every penny that we get out of this partnership, because once again, we're really committed to building the best thing in the world for small governments, and we're already starting to do that, which I'm really proud of.
Okay, anything else you want to mention to the listeners? I know a lot of, again, you mentioned small, like villages and cities and counties and whatnot, listen to these radio stations that we have. So anything else you'd like to mention before we close the interview here?
Yep, two things. First one, if you're interested, or even if you're unsure, if you fit any definition working with or in government, reach out directly to us at pilot@syncurrent.com. So it's pilot at syncurrent.com. You can also visit the website, syncurrent.com, and contact us there. That's the first thing. Second thing, I just wanted to say, once again, thank you to Innovate Marquette, USDA Rural Development, and my own team at Syncurrent. Without those three key pieces, we wouldn't be doing any of this.